The NFL draft was a $94 million tourism boom for Philadelphia. That's according to a report just released by Temple University's Sport Industry Research Center and commissioned by the Philadelphia Convention and Visitors Bureau. Let's take a closer look with Andrew Zimbalist, professor of economics at Smith College. Professor, thanks for joining us again on NewsWorks tonight.
My pleasure.
On the face of it, this three-day event was a big plus for Philadelphia. How do the numbers strike you?
Well, the report that I read a five-page description of is hype. It's a promotional report. It is not credible as far as I'm concerned. It says that there were 250,000 people attending the event, but the event took place over 3 days in what's called a draft theater that had 3,000 seats. So if those seats were fully occupied for 3 days, that would be 9,000 people. They're claiming there were an additional 241,000 people who were in Philadelphia to attend the event. Maybe that's true, but there needs to be some explanation, and there is no explanation for that. They interviewed or had the survey that they prepared filled out by 4,794 people. They don't tell us anything about how those people were selected or make any effort to convince us that those people were representative of the people who attended the event. They say that from that survey, 17% of the people came from out of town and stayed overnight. And they say that there was a direct impact of $56.1 million, which if they're doing it properly, what that ought to mean is that they have identified $56.1 million of spending over and above the spending that would have taken place in Philadelphia had there not been that draft. Now, they don't explain to us where that $56 million figure comes from. But then they take that figure and they put it through an input-output model and say that the total impact, when you include all of the indirect effects, was $94.9 million, and that implies that there was a multiplier of 1.7. A multiplier of 1.7 is not credible for a city. For a number of reasons, but typically a sports multiplier will be very close to 1.0, not 1.7. So that is a problematic part of the study as well. They say that hotel revenue increased by 11.4% during April 26th to 29th of this year compared to last year. And they also say, however, that the hotel night projections, the number of people who stayed in hotels for a number of nights in Philadelphia during those 3 days, was below the projections that they had. But they don't tell us what the hotel occupancy was this year relative to last year. So we don't really know. We don't have a basis for assessing that figure. Now, even if the number really went up by 11.4% relative to last year, we don't know if that's because of hotel prices being higher. We don't know if that's because the economy is in better shape than it was. We don't know if it was because the weather was better this year in April versus last year in April. There could be a number of causes for that differential, and there's no effort whatsoever to evaluate that. They also say that when the hotel revenue that increased by 11.4% is put into dollar figures, that in all of Philadelphia County, that amounted to $1.2 million of an increased spending this year relative to last year. $1.2 million is a very different number than the $56.1 million figure that they use as the basis for their direct impact. So this study has all the markings and trappings of a promotional hype, and none of the markings of at least in the five-page summary that they're disseminating to the public, none of the markings of a serious and rigorous academic study.
As for the city's costs, however, Mayor Kenney's spokesperson, Lauren Hitz, said that the city spent about $500,000 to host the draft and were reimbursed for any costs over that amount.
If the city of Philadelphia were to spend $500,000 on fixing their roads, that would have an impact because you'd be employing construction workers. The construction workers would be earning income. They'd be spending that income. There'd be some impact from that $500,000. $500,000, instead of being spent on some other project, maybe building a school, building a road, whatever it might have been, is instead being spent on costs related to this event. So you're losing an opportunity to have an impact elsewhere in the economy. That is a cost that should be deducted from the impact that this report is calculating.
It certainly sounds like you're taking issue with the validity of this Temple University study under the auspices of one Jeremy Jordan.
I'm taking issue with it. I don't think it's credible from the five-page summary that I read.
Even if the numbers are exaggerating, if on the face of it the city was compensated for any expenses over and beyond $500,000, it seems that the city accrued more than that back.
Well, perhaps. Again, so we have a figure that comes out of the report that says if you look at all of the additional revenue that the hotels in Philadelphia County earned during those 4 days over and above the previous year, it's $1.2 million. If all of that can be attributed to the impact of the draft as opposed to other factors that could have affected that, and if all of that impact is a real impact, that is to say it's not a function of prices going up, but it's a function of increased visitors to Philadelphia, then maybe, sure, maybe there was a $1 million or $2 million or $5 million impact, and it only cost $500,000. That's possible. I don't have enough information to say that there was no impact or that there was a negative impact. It's certainly possible that there was a small positive impact. The numbers that are being put out, the $56 million raised to $94.9 million, are not credible based upon the methodology discussion that's provided in the report.
We certainly heard from residents in the vicinity who were, they say, adversely impacted by all the traffic and barriers during the stay, both the setup, the duration, and the teardown. But on the opposite end, how do economists put a value on the positive image that might accrue to a city, whether it's hosting a papal visit or the Democratic National Convention, or in this case, the NFL draft?
Yeah. Well, there are ways to do that. This report does not assay any of those methods. To be blunt about it, one can make estimates about the positive image value or the psychological value, but they all you're doing is making an estimate. It's not a hard number. And it's hard to believe, as somebody who follows sports and is interested in sports and who studies sports, it's hard for me to believe that the image of Philadelphia changed appreciably because they hosted the draft. Again, as somebody who reads about sports every day, I didn't even remember that Philadelphia hosted the draft. Now, I'm sure there are some people in the United States, maybe it's all the people who showed up in Philadelphia, for whom that was meaningful and they'll remember that. Just because Philadelphia hosted the draft doesn't mean that it's going to become a more desirable location for tourism or for trade or for investment or any other positive economic activity.
Would you cite some examples of public festivals or opportunities like this where it is beneficial for a city?
Well, frankly, I think a city has to be very cautious about committing to short-term events. And as somebody who studies sports, I think there's an interesting contrast between hosting a short-term event, whether it's a three-day event or it's the Olympics, which is a 17-day event, and hosting a sports team. When you host an NFL team or you host an NBA or MLB or NHL team or an MLS team, you're hosting a team that is a part of your community. And it's an activity and it's an enterprise that gives your community identity. People in the community relate to each other around that sports team. It creates moments of exhilaration. It creates shared culture. And that's very different than when you host something for 3 days, because then it's an outside entity that's coming and plopping itself down in your city and then leaving after a short period of time. There's very little cultural enrichment to the city. And the way you would evaluate it, seems to me, whether to do something like this or not, would be to take a very serious look at the likelihood of an increased amount of tourism during those 3 or 4 days. Unfortunately, the study that's being presented publicly, I don't think has done that.
Then by extension, given the popularity and proliferation of, say, one-day events like marathons, New York and Boston come to mind, and when you cited potential risks and the worst-case scenario did play out in Boston, would you perhaps, if you were in charge, not recommend they host that event anymore?
I'd want to look at that very carefully before I made a recommendation about it, but I certainly think it's a complicated kind of commitment to make. Marathons, if you're talking about the New York Marathon or you're talking about the Boston Marathon, I think potentially they can have a very large impact. Not a very large impact, but a significant impact. Why? Because the participants in the marathon, not the people who are watching the marathon, but the participants in the marathon number in the thousands, and those people come to the city who would not otherwise be there. And some of them are staying in bed and breakfasts and Airbnb places, and some are staying in hotels. They're all eating, and they're spending money that otherwise wouldn't be spent. Now, of course, the marathon is an interesting example because it presents, especially in the case of Boston, the counter case of the costs and the potential for violence and congestion that a city potentially suffers. So even in the case of a marathon where you might be generating several million dollars of additional spending, you've got to be wary of the possible negative impacts.
To bring this all together, is it fair to use the words you earlier cited that it was a reasonable thing for Philadelphia to do to host the NFL draft in April?
I think it was reasonable. I'd want to get more information than is provided in the study before I pronounce myself definitively on that subject. But sure, I think it's probably reasonable, and I also think that probably it had a very small positive impact on economic activity in Philadelphia. What I'm saying, though, and I want to be clear about this, is I think the notion that there was $56 million or $94.9 million of impact is a gross exaggeration and not to be accepted as a valid estimate.
Professor, thanks so much for helping us make sense of the numbers.
I hope I did. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Andrew Zimbalist, professor of economics at Smith College.